This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Donald Trump has fired his national security adviser, John Bolton, who served in that capacity since March 2018. The White House's deputy national security adviser, Charles Kupperman, will be acting in that role until the president names a replacement. In a tweet Tuesday, Trump thanked Bolton for his service and said he would name that replacement next week. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo addressed the issue today at a news conference.
I don't talk about the inner workings of how this all goes. We all give our candid opinions. There were many times Ambassador Bolton and I disagreed, that's to be sure. But that's true for lots of people with whom I interact. My mission set is always to make sure as I run the Department of State is to deliver America's diplomacy.
Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin was asked if Bolton's departure would mean a change in approach to Iran.
I would say Secretary Pompeo and myself and the president are completely aligned on our maximum pressure campaign. I think, you know, we've done more sanctions on Iran than anybody, and it's absolutely working. Now, the president has made clear he's happy to take a meeting with no preconditions, but we are maintaining the maximum pressure campaign.
Trump's announcement came just 90 minutes before Bolton was to appear alongside those two secretaries on the White House press room podium for a briefing. President Trump says his administration is discussing the possibility of granting residents from the hurricane-hit Bahamas temporary protected status. That's a short-term permission to reside in the United States. Temporary protected status has been granted in the past to people from Haiti, El Salvador, and Honduras in response to emergencies in those countries. Bahamian authorities say the death toll from last week's Hurricane Dorian is at 50, but they expect that number to rise as cleanup continues and more bodies are found. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The group of eminent experts on Yemen has presented a report to the UN Human Rights Council that blames all warring parties for the catastrophic humanitarian crisis in the country. It says 4 years of civil conflict have caused immeasurable suffering for millions of civilians. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The experts say there are no good guys in this war. All are bad. They say the government of Yemen and its allies, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, as well as the Iran-backed Houthi rebels and armed groups affiliated with them, are responsible for the tragedies. Chairman of the group, Kamel Jandoubi, says the humanitarian crisis in Yemen, caused by the needless death of so many innocent people every day, is completely avoidable. He speaks through an interpreter.
There's no excuse to allow the suffering of the Yemeni people to continue like this. I appeal the international community to take a stand to support the Yemeni people. They do not deserve to live in a world where their most basic human rights are constantly violated.
The experts report many of these actions could amount to war crimes. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The latest reports put the number of civilian deaths since March 26, 2015, at more than 7,500. Children account for more than one quarter of those deaths. Britain's parliament has, for the second time, rejected Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plan to hold early elections in an attempt to break the Brexit deadlock. Johnson had lobbied for snap elections on October 15th in an effort to win a parliamentary majority to approve his Brexit plans ahead of an EU summit of the continent's leaders. Following Tuesday's vote, Johnson carried out his controversial suspension of Parliament for 5 weeks until the Queen gives her annual address to Parliament outlining the government's legislative plans for the upcoming year. Parliament's rejection of a new election came hours after Britain's Queen Elizabeth gave her approval to legislation seeking to block Johnson from carrying out a no-deal Brexit. That was his plan to take the country out of the European Union on October 31st without spelling out the terms of the split. At least 31 people have been killed in a stampede during the observance by Shiite Muslims of a holy day in the Iraqi city of Karbala, the country's health ministry said. The stampede occurred when part of a walkway reportedly collapsed Tuesday, causing panic as thousands celebrated Ashura, one of the most sacred religious holidays for the Shiites. Health ministry said another 100 people were injured and that the death toll could rise. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
Broadcast. Wave 1. Let's keep it moving.